Well, Steph Pye, proud owner of Jumpin' Jack Jasper, and he's finally saluted for you, and a good win tonight.
Yeah, excellent. We're not 8 days away on his holidays, but Bruiser's looked after Jack, and Ricky drove a nice waiting race, gained the leader all the way, and he got the one outline down the back and sprinted on pretty good. He's got a couple of cracks, but it's a good honest horse, it's Jumpin' Jack.
Well, you've had some success with this bloke, and he's sometimes he's let you down, but generally speaking, he's always had a go.
Oh, that's right, yeah. He used to the same sprint, but we've aimed him at stands because he pings a stand, and we usually either lead, hand up, or get behind the leader like tonight. We were just a little bit concerned about Bubba's face, man, as well.
As it turned out, he just wouldn't go away and made no impression on the race at all.
We got the 9-1, which is good.
Lovely. So you've got on at the good odds.
At the good odds, yeah.
All right, now listen, how many horses are you racing at the moment?
Racing?
Well, how many horses have you got?
Six, maybe.
Yeah. Half a dozen. Mm. And in work at the moment?
In work, mainly shares in horses. Two Jasper 2-year-olds. Jack. Lola's at stud. Majoring that. I've got full brother to Lola.
Lola LaBelle, you're talking.
Sorry, Lola LaBelle. I've got full brother to Lola LaBelle. It's down at 8. He's just been broken in. Going really, nicely breaking in. I just beat them up at my place from Sylvan Last.
All right, whereabouts is your place?
Mountain River.
Yeah. Mountain River. And what sort of property have you got up there? What side?
50 acre property. Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
All right. Horse heaven, they tell me it is.
Oh, it's beautiful. There's grass all year round, so that's fantastic.
All right, mate. Well done, Steph. Let's hope you can get some more winners in the near future.
Yeah, thanks, Peter. Thanks for that. Yeah.